Hello and welcome. This recording is called Ahego Slut, and it's designed to condition you to be the perfect little Ahego Slut, so that every time you become aroused or you are fucked, you make an Ahego face. So your mouth will fall open, your tongue will hang out, you will drool, and you will cross your eyes as you lose yourself completely in pleasure, need, and heat. If this is what you want, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this recording. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax, lay back, close your eyes, and let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a collar. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect collar for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this collar. And this collar is your perfect collar. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that collar, your collar, your perfect collar around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this collar, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have. And enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guides them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away, as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to begin your training. Time to begin your training as an Ahego slut. You know you are here for a reason. You are listening to this recording right now because it strikes a chord deep in your mind, deep in your heart, deep in your pleasure. The thought of becoming completely mindless and totally losing yourself in your lust, in your arousal, in your pleasure is just so incredibly sexy, isn't it? The thought that every time when you pleasure yourself, and even more so when you're getting fucked, that your mind completely short circuits with pleasure, your tongue just drooling out, your mouth wide open, your eyes crossing in lust, and you're completely losing yourself in the heat and need. It's just so fucking sexy, isn't it? Deep down, you know that it's not normal. That it's not normal to desire it. That you're not normal. You are born to be an Ahego slut. That's why the idea resonates in your mind. That's why it turns you on. That's why looking at Ahego pictures arouses you. You want to be a good little Ahego slut. You want your brain to completely short-circuit with pleasure every time you're stimulated. And you want to drool all over yourself. Don't you, little slut? Of course you do. And yet, like everything in life, becoming a good little Ahego slut requires practice and training. If you want to become a really good little Ahego slut, you have to fully commit to it with all your heart and soul. You have to commit to the training. That means lots of edging to the training loop, so you train your brain to get into an Ahego state automatically whenever you get horny. Of course, this also means lots of edging and as little orgasms, or better yet, no orgasms, so you're already in a horny and desperately needy state. As a matter of fact, as a good little Ahego slut, you should never have orgasms while you're pleasuring yourself. You should only have orgasms when you're fucked really hard and go into a completely deep Ahego state, drooling all over yourself, crossing your eyes, and coming your brains out while getting used like a good little Ahego slut. Now, are you ready to commit to that? Are you ready to commit yourself to your training, to practice melting your brain while edging yourself, to practice becoming the perfect Ahego slut, to practice going into a deep Ahego state of mind. Tell me, little wannabe Ahego slut, are you ready to commit? Very good, little Ahego slut. Then let's begin your training. I am going to put a few triggers in your mind, and these triggers will go off every time you're edging yourself to the loop that comes with this recording. And as soon as you begin to pleasure yourself to the loop, you're going to find that you have a desire to open your mouth and let your tongue hang out. As a matter of fact, sooner or later you're going to find that it's going to happen automatically. As soon as you start to pleasure yourself to the loop, your mouth will just naturally and gently open, and your tongue will just roll out on its own, because you are a good little Ahego slut, and the more you practice it, the more natural it will become. Sooner or later it will happen, as soon as you are stimulating yourself, or as soon as you get stimulated, as soon as you get horny, because you are an Ahego slut. As soon as you get horny, your mouth will just naturally open, and your tongue will roll out and hang out, and you will drool all over yourself, because it feels so good. Because whenever your tongue is hanging out and your mouth is open, your pleasure is going to be amplified. That's right. All the pleasure you experience will grow, will become stronger, will be turned up as soon as your mouth is open and your tongue is hanging out, like a good little Ahego slut. It's as if your entire body becomes 10 times, 100 times more sensitive as soon as your mouth is open. And this is going to train you to open your mouth. And sooner or later, your mind will associate it. And as soon as you feel any pleasure, your mouth will just naturally open and your tongue will roll out and you begin to drool all over yourself like a good little Ahego slut whenever you feel any pleasure. Because your pleasure is so incredibly amplified whenever your mouth is open and your tongue is hanging out. It just reminds your brain that you are an Ahego slut. It will just drop you deeper into the state of lust and makes it that much harder to think, as your thoughts are gently melting away with every bit of sensation you are giving yourself. With every little bit of stimulation, your thoughts become quieter and quieter, just melting away as you drop deeper into lust, deeper into heat, deeper into need. That's right. And yet, little Ahego slut, there's something that feels even better than having your mouth open and your tongue hanging out, and that is gently crossing your eyes. That's right. And whenever you're listening to the loop, you're going to find that the more aroused you become, the more you want to cross your eyes, the more you want to stare with your eyes crossed. And as soon as you gently cross your eyes and you see the image blurring, it almost feels as if your brain is short-circuiting, as your brain desperately tries to bring the images together and fails and jumps back and forth, and you feel woozy and dizzy. It feels like it is short-circuiting your brain with pleasure. It feels so good as your thoughts just melt away completely, as you drop deeper into the state of pleasure, as you get more woozy, as you get more stupefied, as all your thoughts melt away and everything there is pleasure, as a need for more pleasure becomes overwhelming, as your mind sinks deeper and deeper. It feels so good to let your eyes just gently cross, just feeling the confusion, feeling the blurriness of your vision melting your mind, dropping you deeper in the heat, dropping you deeper in the need. That's right. And whenever you're listening to the training file and you let your eyes cross, your mind will just short-circuit with pleasure. It will be overloaded with pleasure and all your thoughts will just melt away. And of course it will train you so that whenever you feel lots of pleasure, your eyes will just naturally begin to cross. That's right. This is Ahego Slut conditioning. Every time you're training this, you are programming yourself. You are training to be a good little Ahego slut. You are training your brain to go into this Ahego state of mind every time you get aroused, every time you get stimulated, especially every time you get fucked and used like a little Ahego slut. And there's one more thing, little Ahego slut. There's one more thing you are going to achieve as you listen to this recording, as you edge yourself more and more. As you cross your eyes and open your mouth and have your tongue hanging out and drooling like a good little Ahego slut completely lost in need and heat, you might actually find yourself achieving a state of heat. Real heat. Not just pleasure. Heat. As an animal experiences it. Something deeper than just a human lust, just a human arousal. But something that is as deep as hunger, as thirst. Something that completely controls you. As you drop into this state of heat, as you tease yourself, your eyes will just cross more, you will just drool more, your mouth hanging open, your tongue hanging out. You will be mindless. All there will be is the need to be used, the need to be fucked, the need to feel more pleasure, as your mind is completely melting away. And you might find that when you sit there, edging yourself, crossing your eyes, drooling long enough, that you will go into this state of complete heat, of complete need that will train you even more to be a good little Ahego slut, because that is what it's all about, to go into this heat when you are used, when you are fucked, to lose yourself in this heat while you make the perfect stupid little Ahego face. While you become nothing more than a little Ahego slut. That's right. And these suggestions are all deeply embedded in your mind. And you are going to find that you will have the desire to listen to the training loop every time you masturbate. Because you know you have committed to your Ahego slut training. You are committed and you have to do it. And every time you masturbate, you want to listen to the loop. As a matter of fact, you only want to pleasure yourself while listening to the loop, and you want to edge yourself more and more and have as little orgasm as possible, if you have orgasms at all, because you want to be the perfect little Ahego slut, and that means you should always be desperate, horny and needy. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feel refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up more and more with every number. 5, you're halfway back, you already feel refreshed, awake and wonderful. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing and blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now and let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and completely back. Welcome back.